The Digitizer podcast is brought to you by the Microsoft Partner Team in Switzerland. We invite one Microsoft partner in every episode to deep dive into their offering and how the joint value proposition benefits our customers. We want to provide information beyond the flashy marketing material and go deep dive into the actual content.
Hello, my name is Philipp Moras, Channel Sales Lead at Microsoft Switzerland. It is an honor to welcome Maxime Gouffet from MDW Partners in our podcast. Hello, Maxime. Nice to have you here.
Thank you very much, Philippe. Hello. I'm delighted to participate in this.
Great. Normally, we would have this podcast together with Thomas Winter, but Thomas Winter can't make it today. So I'll conduct the interview with you, Maxime, by myself. So let's kick it off. So who are you, Maxime, as a person?
My name is Maxime Gouffet. I'm the founder of MDW Company. And previously, I worked for about 10 years on data and analytics solutions. Do solutions exclusively based on Microsoft technologies. And I evolved in different roles, such as from consultant, to business unit lead before creating this company. And now I lead MDW and have the great pleasure of working with very talented people. As a person and outside of work, I have a daughter who have just celebrated her first birthday. And I also play different musical instruments such as piano. At the end, I'm really passionate about what I do in both professional and personal level.
Great. And by the way, congratulations for being chosen as the Swiss Analytics and AI Partner of the Year in 2021. That's a great achievement. So, who are you as a company?
Thank you very much, Philippe. So as a company, I would say that MDW is a service provider. So we are a service provider, which is based in Switzerland and Spain, so in two countries. And we are a highly specialized company that works exclusively on data, analytics, and AI solution. We are, I would say that we are fortunate enough to have consultants who are proven experts in the field and are really rare profile. That is really important for us because this is really our added value, I would say. We are a human-sized company. We worked with very large company on a wide range of topics. And it's important also to mention that 100% of the project that we deliver in analytics and AI are fully delivered on Microsoft cloud technologies. So Microsoft is our exclusive partner, and we are really particularly proud about to have been named Microsoft Swiss Partner of the Year. And thank you very much for your congratulations about
My this. Pleasure. I mean, it's well deserved. So, but tell me, why did you found MDW Partners? And what does MDW stand for?
Yeah, so I would say that everything is based on an observation. MDW was created following the observation of a growing need. Indeed, I think that more and more in the 21st century, companies are facing important change, you know. For instance, their product must evolve quickly. They have to face an increasingly innovative competition, especially driven by technological advance, you know. And this, I think, is also extrapolated by increasingly short economic cycle and do cycle combining periods of great economic growth and very important crisis also, as we face one year before. And all these changes have brought with them considerable amount of data to be analyzed, and that can be exploited to facilitate decision-making and optimize their performance, make them more resilient. So to answer the question, I founded MDW because I was convinced that our ability to leverage this data would provide our customer with a solution which helped to address this issue. And I think that the timing was good. To tell you the story, MDW was created in March 2020. So exactly during the beginning of the COVID crisis. And I don't add the fact that it was a stressful period. However, the demand of our customer has always been very strong, even during this period. And of course, I would like to thank the customer who trusted us if they are listening to us.
That's a great story. So your company is practically 1.5 years old, something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
And I saw on your website, you already have quite a number of consultants working with you on your projects. So that's a very impressive. But talking about your website, I saw the following slogan, from analytics to insight. You just told us a little bit, what does that mean? But can you maybe tell us a little bit more, what are you trying to achieve with that, from analytics to insight? Is it that your motion is to unlock the potential of your customer by providing more detailed information on their strategy, or what is it?
Yeah, sure. So from analytics to insight is our credo, which represent our ability to use analytical tools, which is our expertise, to deliver significant results and return on investment to our customer. But to answer the question also a little bit better, I think it's important to mention what does we do, what does MDW do, to explain a little bit better. We deliver solutions that usually address some important aspect of the organization, especially in this critical period, such as the performance management, the decision support, and the business process optimization of a company. And these solutions usually result in the monitoring and the optimization of key indicators being often redundant, you know, to all the company. For instance, revenue and cost management, sales and marketing, performance, product quality management, supply chain, operation optimization, and many other aspects. And what we do is that we address the various needs of the various departments of a company in order to offer them decision support and business process automation tools. And for this, we use multiple means. The first mean is digitize in data that we have about using data strategy and governance framework, expertise on data platform solution, also expertise on artificial intelligence and business intelligence tool. The second mean is Microsoft cloud technology. And the third mean is really a team of specialized consultants with management, business, and technical skills who cover the scope of our customer requirements. So combining all these means and giving you some explanation about our strategy, which kind of goal do we solve, this is really why, let's say, that we can really bring some analytics to our customer to generate those insights.
Okay, I think I got that. So let me recap a little bit. With all the services that you're providing, you're opening up the possibility to give insight, using your words from your website, insight to the customer where they can identify areas to increase either efficiency or detect areas for growth in terms of revenue, for example, so forth and so on. Is that a good short summary, or would you like to add something to that?
I think it is a good summary. I think that you mentioned the fact also that we need to optimize. So our job is really to make them to take some decision to optimize. And usually, you know, to be more resilient, the company needs to optimize 2-3 kind of redundancies, which are, I would say, the revenue optimization, finding new customer, optimize their product to let's say, to have more importance on the market. So this is more about revenue management and revenue optimization. Of course, and unfortunately, sometimes cost optimization, which is to highlight what about the most important cost center in the company. And finally, I would say the productivity and the automation, you know, the productivity and the automation. So these, I would say, are the 3 main pillars. And after that, you can really define some specific key performance indicator that are specific, industry specific and business specific to explain this revenue, to explain this performance and to explain those costs.
Is this something that you do mainly for the operational aspect of an organization, or is it also for strategic decisions?
I would say both. So I would say that the value that we propose lies in three main pillars. The first one is one offer that we call vision and strategy offer. So this aims to help company to match data and AI solution with an overall business strategy. For, let me give you an example. Companies that don't yet know exactly which levers can generate this solution in line with their business and don't yet know where they want to go. So this is really about visioning, I would say, and strategy offering. I think that there are some very high value-added subject emerging, notably on the subject of artificial intelligence. And I would take a simple example which concerns administrative documents, for instance. If I take the administrative documents, many industries such as the public sector, schools, bank, insurance, and many others, you know, need to obtain from their customer many documents, many legal documents, you know, such as or administrative documents, such as an ID, a CV, I don't know how many certificates and attestation, you know. And sometimes some documents that are often unwritten. And here, artificial intelligence can help them to fully optimize their process by detecting some quality defect in the document. Also, they can detect fraud in the document, for instance, or simply extracting structured elements from this document and image to, so image such as the ID and documents such as a PDF and to fully automate their control process. And here our added value will be after a study phase to validate with them the business case, to validate the return on investment that an analytics and AI solution could bring them. Then the, of course, the feasibility of such a project and its integration in their roadmap. So here I took the example, you know, of one specific requirement, one specific strategy about one specific industry, but we can cover much more use case. There is, I would say that there is an infinite number of solution of ideas that we can propose to our customer. And this is really about the vision and the strategy offering. The second pillar, I would say, is governance consulting, because sometimes we have some customer who come to us, so some company that already have a clear objective and vision of the transformation to be implemented. So they don't really need our help, you know, to define a strategy, to define a vision, but they have a need to, because they are not yet structured to go there to launch such a project in production, they will need us to help them. So here our added value will be to help them validate the role and the responsibility inside the organization and how best to evolve, taking into consideration continuous improvement, change management, and sponsorship of such a project. And at the end, our third pillar, which probably represents 70% of our activity, is of course to design, implement, and support those solutions. And here our added value would be to clearly have some expert, have some consultants who are usually pioneers in their field of specialization with a strong knowledge of the latest technology.
Very interesting. Are you focused on specific industries or customer segments? Is your target clientele mainly enterprise customers, or would you also say that your services can be used by medium-sized or even small business?
Well, I would say I will answer the question talking about the size of the company and then about the industry. So, about the size, I would say that most of the time, our customers are large or very large company. Even being ourselves a small company, I think that our offers are more relevant for those kind of company. Our strategy is to grow across multiple industry, but I would say that actually most of our customers are from the following industry. The manufacturing industry, so for instance, tobacco, electronical, chemical, etc. The second one will be the retail industry. So especially, and you know that in Switzerland, there is a lot of watchmaking company. So the second one is really the retail industry. And the third most important is the financial service. So we are working with customers in the field of finance, in the field of insurance, but also commodities trading. Our strategy right now is to develop a little bit more on the non-profit organization and on the public sector. Because to be honest, actually, we are more working with a private company than the public sector.
So what's the common denominator that all those companies have? So what are the typical challenges the customers that you serve with your services that they face, especially in a virtual world as we face it nowadays? Does that have an impact? And what are the important points market players shall consider when transforming? And what are the typical phases companies go through? And how can you help them there?
Yeah, I would say that the common aspect that the common situation that they have is, well, doesn't matter the industry, doesn't really matter the industry, the company has to evolve. So if you consider a private company, such as a manufacturing company, there is a lot of, let's say there is a lot of company with new structures, maybe more productive because working with a new generation of tool, a new way to optimize their production, the delivery, etc. While some companies, and specifically, I would say in Switzerland, there are a lot of company with some legacy. And I think that they have to adapt to those new competitors. They need to be more proactive, productive, and performance regarding those new competitors. So here, I'm really talking about the private sector. And I think this is really the common goals that they have. And here, the solution that we will offer to this sector, to this industry, will always solve this issue because they have the same goals. So they want to optimize their revenue, they want to minimize their cost. And about the public sector, I would say that it is a little bit different. Okay, because the public sector, I think, doesn't really aim, you know, to generate revenue. This is not the goal of a public sector. They don't need to generate revenue. So we are not talking about revenue optimization or creating a product or growing the market, etc. But they have some other issues, I think, which impacted them a lot. And if you consider, for instance, the COVID situation, a lot of company in the public sector had, of course, to create a new budget for that. So they lost a lot of money regarding this COVID crisis. And now, regarding the budget that they have remaining and the new budget that they spent on this kind of crisis, they potentially need, I think, to optimize the way they are working, to optimize also their processes. And this is also why I gave you before the example of the document management, the managing document, which can affect both public and private sector.
How about corporate social responsibility? Does that have an impact on your interactions with customers? Is that a topic that where analytics and data might apply for them to position that? Because corporate social responsibility in the earlier days was something that everyone wrote on their website, but there was not a lot of action happening in the background, at least for the majority of the companies. In the meantime, you can see that a lot of companies are acting upon their corporate social responsibility aspects, like zero carbon footprint people are putting out there and so forth and so on. Do you see any aspects of that in your work?
Yes, of course. Here, I can give you an example, a concrete example. It won't be related to the carbon, but talking about, let's say, the labor, the well-being of the employee, etc. And here we implemented a concrete project for an organization wanted to monitor, you know, the impact of the COVID, scanning a lot of news, scanning a lot of feeds from the internet, you know, to see what is the impact of the COVID situation on the social protection. And we saw that AI technology was super powerful here to solve this issue because thanks to this AI technology, we were capable first to extract metadata, meta information, you know, from those feeds which come from the internet and to classify the information. And by classifying, I mean scanning a text, scanning a document or a news about the COVID and isolate, you know, specific topic which explain and which can affect, which can have an impact, you know, on the social protection of an employee. And without this technology, without this AI algorithm, we would never be able to classify this information and to measure the impact of the COVID on the labor, on the social protection. So to answer, I would say yes, definitely. And specifically because this corporate and social responsibility usually deal with not really quantitative indicators, but qualitative indicators, which are usually stored in documents, video, photos, etc.
That's super, super interesting. So I guess there is no limitation of what you could do with your services. So, you know, diversity and inclusion, sustainability, we already said carbon footprint, but also reduction of waste, biodiversity, eco-friendliness, all those are topics that are uprising because we're, of course, with the climate change, more aware of all those topics. And I guess that also companies, if they want to identify themselves or get identified with being responsible companies, will have to have a look into that. So that's definitely, that's more a question than a statement, but I would guess it's definitely an area where you could also provide some value to the views of companies on those topics. Is that correct?
Completely. Because first, I think that we have the, let's say, the correct reference and the first in terms of how to do it, you know. And secondly, we have also the reference in terms of technologies. So first, I would say, yes, definitely we are able to do it. And secondly, this is a topic which interests me a lot because I think that we have to prove as a company that we act for the good also, you know, and this is our, specifically in this period, this is, I think, our responsibility.
So in that connection, Maxime, would you like to give any predictions on the development of digital transformation you see in the market in the context of data and AI, and what companies shall focus on going forward?
Sure. Specifically, I would say, if you consider AI now and the vision we had about AI 20 years ago, 20 years ago, AI didn't exist. And when we were thinking about AI, we were thinking about, let's say, you know, in the Iron Man movie or Terminator, which are completely independent. You know what I mean? They are completely independent. They don't need a data scientist or a data specialist to explain them what to do. What I see actually is that we are in a period, specifically those 5 years, where you can put AI, in real AI projects into production, and that the company are already used AI frequently. The next step I see is that we still need some support. We still need some human support, you know, to support this AI, to make it evolve a little bit, to customize some specific algorithm or some specific parameter for this AI. And what I see for the future, my vision for the long term is that more and more the AI will evolve itself in a way that it won't need to be customized or being completely autonomous to automatically customize. And I think that this is a correct vision because if you consider, for instance, Microsoft technology 10 years ago or 5 years ago was only providing customizable AI technology, which implied a lot of developers, which implied a lot of person, you know, to deliver this. And if you consider Microsoft technology now, they are using, let's say, cognitive services, which are more or less autonomous enough to cover most of the demand. And you need, let's say, less capacity in terms of customization, in terms of development, etc. So I think for me, this is the future. And a company who wants to grow in this market, I think, don't need only to have, let's say, AI specialists, but they will need to have AI integrators who just do not understand only the AI, but who understand also, let's say, the digital ecosystem, the IT ecosystem of a company to integrate this AI in the company. So let's say AI integrator, I would say.
So my final two questions, let's go a little bit into the partnership with Microsoft. How would you describe that partnership? And if you could, and that's my second question, if I were Harry Potter with a magic wand, what would be your wish? But not only in connection with the partnership, but in general.
Okay, maybe I will start to answer with what I found really positive with this partnership and maybe something that we, my wishes and what we can improve a little bit. But to be really, really honest, I don't think that there is much to mitigate, you know, because MDW works exclusively on Microsoft technology. We do not have any other partnership with any other GAFAM. So we are completely transparent on this. And I think it is really difficult to imagine that Microsoft could consider MDW as a competitor. We will always be your partner. And this exclusivity for us corresponds to a long-term strategy. About the collaboration with Microsoft, I would say the work we do with your Microsoft solution specialist, your cloud solution architect, and your Microsoft account executive, I think very often bring satisfaction to our customer. So we are, I think, really working very, very well together. And sometimes, you know, we are working on the same project with the Microsoft teams. And sometimes I forgot that they are not in my team. I think that we are working for exactly the same company, you know, with exactly the same objectives.
It's a beautiful compliment. You know?
The only, let's say, lever, I think our lever, but here I'm not more talking about MDW than Microsoft, but I think a lever for improvement is that we need to bring out more and more customer testimonial. So for instance, the example that I shared with you, which are real example and working in production, we need to, yeah, to create, to bring out more customer testimonial, to popularize the solution that we have been delivered jointly with Microsoft and make them more visible to allow, you know, our future customers to see their added value so that they feel secure in the feasibility of their own project. This is a work that we are just beginning to undertake because, you know, MDW is a really young company, but I think we can really count also on Microsoft support to bring out this testimonial to help us on our marketing strategy because we have, let's say, common goals, common objectives working together. So
I'm sure we will achieve that. And this podcast is already a very good start of bringing out the name of MDW partners out in the world. And thank you very much for a very interesting interview. Thank you for your partnership. Wish you a beautiful day.
Thank you very much, Philippe.
Bye-bye, Maxime.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.